Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alonzo Highsmith joins us here on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Toyota of Hollywood has moved two blocks south of their old location. Get there now. Alonzo, are you as excited as I am for tomorrow night, my friend?
You know what? I really am. I've been waiting for this game for a long time. And the aspect of that both teams are relevant. So I think when Miami's good, when Notre Dame's good, I think it's good for college football. We know what the SEC is. We know what the Big Ten is. But to have two schools like Miami along with Clemson out of the ACC, I just think it makes college football that much more relevant.
With that said, Alonzo, have you heard some of what Paul Feinbaum has said this week about, Miami football not mattering whether they're relevant or not? You hear stuff like that. Well, how do you feel?
Coming from Paul Feinbaum, it doesn't mean much. I mean, I just know him as that bald-headed guy on TV that talks about college football. You know, his opinions, you know, he called Miami a dumpster fire. He gets paid to speak, and that's all I know about the guy. You know, what he means to college football or whatever it is, I have no clue.
The great Alonzo Highsmith is joining us here on WQAM. And, you know, Alonzo, over the years, over the decades, University of Miami has had plenty of football rivalries, including, of course, Florida State. And Florida used to be a bigger part of Miami's schedule than it is today. But what was it about Notre Dame? What was it about that rivalry that was different from the others?
Well, I think what made that rivalry special was the fact that it's Notre Dame. The allure, the history of Notre Dame, the Heisman trophies, the Air Parsegians, the national championships, the Four Horsemen. Notre Dame has always been looked at that as one of the Jerusalems of college football at one point. And, you know, when you played them when I was in the 80s, you know, I didn't know much about Notre Dame, but I knew a lot about Notre Dame. I didn't know about their players, but I knew about the history of college football, but also knew that in the 80s, we were a much better football team, man for man, better than Notre Dame.
What was Jimmy Johnson like Notre Dame week leading up to that? Because it seemed like Jimmy had as much of a spark and as much hatred for Notre Dame than anybody did back in those days.
Yeah, you know what? I think it's the fact that, you know, Notre Dame is Notre Dame and only special people go to, you know, you hear the story about Notre Dame, only special people coach at Notre Dame, only special players go to Notre Dame. So, you know, it's kind of like a kid from a middle-class school going up against a big-time private high school. You know, you want to lay the wood to them. You want to play them. You want to beat them. You want to show them that you belong too. And I think Notre Dame was good for Miami, and Miami was good for Notre Dame at the same time. But probably Notre Dame was better for Miami than the opposite, because we knew by beating Notre Dame, it would put us on the map. Notre Dame's always a team that's, if they're even half good, you know, even if they're an average football team, they're going to be ranked in the top 20. And when people think they're a pretty good football team, they're going to be ranked in the top 10. That's the allure. That's the history of Notre Dame. And, you know, so I think Jimmy Johnson took all that into account and, you know, and made us realize that this game was special. You know, it might not be for the national championship, but it's going to mean something towards the national championship in the future. So, we were always ready to play Notre Dame.
University of Miami Sports Hall of Famer Alonzo Highsmith joins us here on Miami Sports Radio 560 WQAM. Is there anything you can pinpoint, Alonzo, as your best memory from a Notre Dame game from that rivalry?
I would probably say the year 1984. four. I think I scored four touchdowns up there, but it wasn't four touchdowns. I think it was the fact that when we came on the field, we were warming up, and the Notre Dame, they do some type of lineup where the fans line up on the field and the players run through it. Well, we were warming up, and they kind of ran through us, you know what I mean? And I don't know if people remember this, but there was a fight in the tunnel that game, and it was all sparked because of that.
Oh, man. Were you, when the fight broke out, where was Alonzo Highsmith? Were you trying to get into the thick of it, or were you trying to stay away from it to protect those legs of yours?
No, I was kind of throwing punches from the back of the room. You know?
Yes.
I was watching. I wasn't really sure what the commotion was. It was Julio Cortez. I think Julio Cortez popped Alan Pinkett's brother right in the face or something like that. And a little brouhaha broke out and shouting, and they were pushing us in the locker room. So it was one of those fights that was over before it started, you know?
I do.
But it lingered on for years. You know what I mean? Well, you know, guys remember that kind of stuff. And, you know, and then when we played them in the Orange Bowl in, you know, 1985, I think it was, Jerry Faust last era, the era of Jerry Faust's last year, you know, we wanted to beat them. I mean, they're still Notre Dame, man. You know, and that's what I was telling my son and all these young guys at Miami, that, you know, Miami's had so much success that these teams circle that date on their calendar when you play you. You may not be as good. You may not be whatever it is. But whoever you're going to play, you're going to get their best. And you know what? And that's what happens. It's a burden. Sometimes it can be overbearing sometimes, because when you're not as good as some of the teams, they still get up for you like you are the national championship. And that was the burden of being, you know, being part of Notre Dame, being part of that history, that, you know, people want to beat you.
You know, Alonzo, I consider you, you know, a pioneer of Miami football. You arrived at the U in 1983. This was, you know, before they had won a national championship. Howard Schnellenberger brings you in. You're a Dade County kid, Columbus High School. But, you know, you were part of building Miami's reputation as a powerhouse. When you were in high school, when you were growing up in this area, at what point did the idea of playing football at the University of Miami become cool?
Well, you know, it's funny because I grew up in Montreal, Canada. I moved to Miami when I was about 11th grade in high school, and I had never heard of the University of Miami.
Oh, wow.
Until I got to Miami. And my mom and dad went to Florida, and I remember my mom telling my dad in the kitchen one day that, hey, Florida A&M beat University of Miami. So they were proud Florida A&M alumni, and that's all I remembered about the University of Miami. But what piqued my interest was, I believe it was 1981. I was in the Orange Bowl. I was a junior at Columbus High School, and the coach, you know how they take high school kids to the games and stuff like that. It was Miami versus Florida, and I was sitting in the stands. It was my first American football game, first college game I've ever gone to. And I was just sitting there. It was University of Miami versus Florida. And I didn't even know who the University of Florida was, really. I knew who they were, but I didn't know who Miami was playing. And I saw a team coming out of the tunnel out of smoke. And there were 71,000 people in the Orange Bowl. And I said, man, that is cool. And I think at that moment, I wanted to be a Hurricane. And then by the time my senior year came and I was being recruited by everybody and everyone was telling me, Alonzo, they told my parents, if you go to Miami, you'll never play in a bowl game. You'll never have a chance to win a national championship. But listening to Howard Schnellenberger, he told me my freshman year, you know, I was one of the top five kids in the nation being recruited and could have went anywhere I wanted, and Melvin Bratton was recruited highly. Jerome Brown was recruited highly. Winston Moss was recruited highly. Brian Blaze was recruited highly. Daryl Fullerton. All of us took a visit at the same time, and we all clicked together. It was the strangest thing in the world that when we got there, like, if you saw one of us, you saw 20 of us on our recruiting visit. And when we all left the recruiting trip, I kind of narrowed it down to Florida, Florida State, or Michigan. That was kind of where I was going to go. And me and Melvin started talking on the phone one day, and, you know, we were all saying, you know what, you can go to Florida, you can go here, but you know what, we got a chance to build something here in Miami. And Coach Schnellenberger told us, he said, if your class in 1983, if you guys come here, I'll never forget him telling me this, Coach Schnellenberger. He said, if you guys come here, we will dominate college football.
Wow.
And really, that's all it took for me. I thought it would be cool to be part of something brand new, something special, and a chance to build something and be part of history. And basically, me, Jerome Brown, went Melvin. We all got on the phone, and Melvin was popular up on the north side of town, and you know, I was on the south side of town, and Brian Blades and those guys are Fort Lauderdale. So each recruit who was recruited by Miami who played a significant role in the future came from a different segment of Miami and South Florida and Dade County. So I think each of those little pieces added something for the future. And, you know, Coach Schnellenberger was right. But lo and behold, 4 years, one national championship, played for three national championships, and the rest is history. And it's all because of those words, Howard Schnellenberger said it.
I'm glad it worked. I think I can speak for every Miami fan in saying that I am glad you chose the U and every member of that recruiting class chose the U, because that was really, in many ways, that was the start of history to where we are today.
Yeah. But you know what, though? Also, I think you got to give credit to Howard Schnellenberger. You got to give credit to Jim Kelly. You got to give credit to Jim Burke. You got to give credit to all those guys who sustained this program when it wasn't the Miami we know it as after the national championships. And this program was built on the back of those guys, because there was a time Carl Schoenberger told me they wanted to drop football in Miami. But because of Jim Kelly and Tony Fitzpatrick and, you know, Rocky Bellinger and all these type guys, the program was able to sustain. And then we got some strong recruiting classes in the early 80s. And then the recruiting classes continued, and it continued, and we won and won and won. You know, so Jim Kelly and those guys were the building blocks. Well, they were the original building blocks, and we were the new building blocks, and it continues to grow.
Alonzo Highsmith, he is a UM Sports Hall of Famer. Alonzo, enjoy the game tomorrow, man. I hope that U can get their first win over Notre Dame in a very, very long time.
It's been a long time. They've had our number the last few times. So I went to the game a couple of years ago in Chicago, and they kind of beat us pretty good, and thought we had a chance last year to beat them, but the game slipped out of our hands. But you know what? These kids, the thing I like about this team here is, you know, I'm not into, you know, what I did. I've never been into that. You know, my time was there, and my time is gone. But the thing I'm embracing in Miami now is I love the attitude of these kids here. They're not playing for me. They're not playing for Jim Kelly. They're not playing for the past. They're playing for themselves and building an identity for themselves and building their own legacy. And that's what I like to see. You know, anytime you start rehashing the past, I've always thought it was a losing formula. Mm-hmm. You respect the past, you understand the past, but off of the past, you have to build your own legacy. You have to build your own footsteps, walk through, build your own mountain to climb. And I think that's what these kids are doing.
And tomorrow night is a huge part of that. 8 p.m., 7th-ranked Miami, 3rd-ranked Notre Dame. Alonzo Highsmith, thank you so much for taking the time. That was fantastic.
All right, you guys. Take care.
Man, I just such a wealth of knowledge when you talk to these players.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.